Hi, this is Dave Bidlowski of K12Science.net, and this is your Middle School Science Minute. I was recently reading the April 2020 issue of NSTA Reports, a publication from the National Science Teaching Association. And I was reading the advice column, which is entitled Ask a Mentor, written by Sharon DeLabore. And a middle school teacher in New York asked this question. As I continue to teach my science class, I often wonder throughout my unit if the students are really grasping the concepts. How do I know my students are getting it? And in response to this question, the mentor shared this information and said, "This question should be at the root of every teacher's planning. Being a reflective practitioner is important in our profession. Developing curriculum and lessons do not matter if our students do not understand the concepts we teach, because thinking and learning occur within the minds of our students, and we are not mind readers. We need to first take the opportunity to get to know our students. By building relationships with students, the teacher can begin to notice students' nonverbal cues to determine if they are struggling or understanding a concept. More concrete ways of checking for understanding include, but are not limited to, the use of exit tickets, a thumbs up, thumbs down signal, red card, green card indicator, or a quick right to explain their thinking. What really can help a teacher be certain their students get the concept is by providing opportunities for them to apply the knowledge. When a student can tackle a task designed to demonstrate their knowledge and skills, they get it. When students can explain what they are doing, they get it. More excitingly, when a student can teach another student a scientific procedure, they get it. As a teacher, it's very important that you do not view checking for understanding only one way. Allow students to give you feedback as well. Their thoughts, questions, and comments provide not only a means to check their understanding, but also to review your instructional practice. And this has been your Middle School Science Minute.